and you had perhaps maybe 2 weeks on each section, and you all had to produce a specimen. They used to give you a drawing, and it taught you to read a drawing, and you had to turn a shape a certain diameter and put a hole in the middle, maybe, or a chamfer on the edge. Each one of us had a set thing to do each day, a daily task. And it took a day sometimes to do the actual part as well. It wasn't just a 10-minute job. It was just to teach you how the machine worked. And, of course, you got the odd accident when you put the machine into reverse. So, I mean, you splash yourself with the coolant oil, and it was a bit messy, but it was good fun. Nevertheless, it was quite good. And we went all around these different sections. The electric arc welding I enjoyed as well. Although you were afraid, you had a big mask with a darkened glass that you had to hold in front, obviously. The worst part was striking the electrode to the metal, which was earthed to the table, and not get any flash in your face before you could. You had to take the shield away until you were almost touching the metal, and then put the shield back in front and try to strike the arc. And then once you did it, you were okay. That was good fun. Yeah, I ended up with what they call the dreaded arc eye, which was a horrible feeling, like a hot sand in your eyes the following night. So it's not very nice, because you used to. There wasn't much you could do with it, though. I don't think they gave you eye drops in those days. Well, it was purely the fact that the actual brightness of the light, if you didn't get your shield back in, that brightness would obviously affect the eye, and it would do something to the iris in the middle. Although it would recover, it still made it very, very sore the next night. So you knew you were going to get it. You know, it's just one of those unfortunate things. But it was a thing, I do remember that. It was waking up sometimes in the night with like hot sand in your eyes, and it was not very nice.